Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Happy to join you live for another training. And today I'm going to share with you on how you can connect more deeply, clearly, powerfully to your true angelic nature and what it means to actually be an angel in a human body. You can expect from this training today to move from a place of being in conflict with yourself, of judging yourself, of feeling like sometimes even self-hatred towards yourself, your body, your emotions, your mind, whatever fight you want to pick up with some aspects of your human experience. How can we move from a place of spending our energy, our time, our precious thoughts or precious emotions into hating ourselves, into basically self-sabotaging our lives, self-sabotaging our work or relationship, how to move from that to actually becoming the embodiment of our true angelic nature? And why is that so powerful to know that when we are an angel, we are not just like a carpet that people walk all over because we are so nicey-nicey, all love and light, but actually we also strengthen our backbone to become very powerful. So not only do we shine light, we shine love, we shine from our unique soul and we go after what we want, but also we have very clear boundaries and very high standards, calling in the higher reality that we know we are here to experience. So if you're joining me live, thank you so much. It's my great pleasure to announce that I will now be going live a lot. As you might have noticed, I have just announced on YouTube yesterday that I would be going live twice a week on YouTube. And that is the more like kind of like the masculine frame, because on YouTube, I know and I share with you guys when I go live, so you can join. So basically in New Zealand time, it's going to be on Monday at 12 p.m. So that means that Pacific time, it is for you on the Sunday at 3 p.m. And I'm adding another live session, which is on Wednesday at 9 a.m. New Zealand time, which for you guys in the States, Pacific time will be at 12 p.m. on Tuesday. So you know that you can join me for live training. When you are there, you can ask your questions, you can share what it is that you are experiencing, and also maybe you might receive a free psychic readings, because yes, I'm very excited to announce that I'm bringing back one of the things that I love doing the most, which is psychic readings for people. And of course, I do that in my one-on-one sessions with all my amazing clients and students, but I also want to bring more of my art to everyone, to all of you, my community present online, so you can receive some guidance. And for that, I will never tell you in advance what's going to happen on YouTube. So YouTube, again, it's like fixed time twice a week. Instagram, it's more the feminine flow. I will also show up twice a week, but we will see how I am guided and how that aligns with my everyday life as a busy mom and entrepreneur. So you will receive amazing, high, valuable content wherever I show. It's going to be like mini trainings. It's going to be activations. Sometimes we're going to go do a quick cosmic surgery. We're going to teach you how to become the embodiment of your sovereign multidimensional self. So no matter what happens in your life, you nail it. You've got this. You have a lot of connection with your power, with your gift. But of course, always working with the heart portal, shining your light as a unique angel that you are, here to experience an amazing life on planet Earth. And of course, during some of YouTube episodes or some of my Instagram shares, as I'm doing now, I might offer a psychic reading. So I will just say like, guys, today's psychic reading, if you have a question, just type it in the comments. It will be super easy for me. I just tune into the field and I hear whatever is being channeled through me. So this is very exciting and I hope to see you there. Please remember that to support me and the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, we would love for you to follow, to share what we share with your friends, with your family members, because it is highly valuable. Because a lot of you, you absolutely love what we share. You are literally binge watching things on Instagram, on YouTube, and also listening a lot to my podcast. My podcast has gone by over 55% review and watch time and also follows in the last year. So thank you so much for that. Please continue, because I am offering a lot for free and it is my great pleasure. But I love to receive, you know, like words of how you receive this, words of appreciation. So like, share, comment, follow, you know the drill, all the things, because it is a fantastic way to help me share more and more with the world, which is what I'm here to be doing. So thank you for that. Today's training: how to activate more connection with your angelic nature. Why is this so important? I don't know about you, but I've had enough of my human fucking around, literally. Like, my human has certain tendencies to be addicted to scenarios, dramas, or to like certain substances to escape. Well, that used to be in the past. Now I've become a lot better at mastering addictions and at being in connection with my angelic nature. But I don't know about you, but I know very well that I still tend to go in some places that I don't want to go to. Like, I'm like, for goodness sakes, I've done so much healing, I know myself so much, why do I keep going there? And I can tell you that there is another way than doing constant healing and plant medicine ceremonies. I don't say anything about that. Don't get me wrong. I'm all in for coming as, you know, from the unified field, as the angel. We realize that everything is there for a reason. It's fantastic to receive healing sessions. It's fantastic to go see a doctor, a psychiatrist, a therapist when we need one. Plant medicine, absolutely fantastic, you know, don't get me wrong. But it is just that I observe that sometimes, and very often in the spiritual community nowadays, we think that it's kind of the only way to get better. And I just offer another way, which is complementary, of course. So we just navigate depending on what we feel our human needs, okay? But what I share, what I download directly from the seventh planes, directly from Source, Sophia God, from consciousness, with the help of my high council, is a unique body of work which is here to revolutionize humanity, and it is doing it already. People who receive our teachings have their life completely changed when they apply what we share. So remember that on my YouTube channel, I have many episodes about that, about fractal dynamic system. It is all part of quantum awakening wave, which are the lives that I offer, you know, now bi-weekly. And this is simply going to be named the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live, because basically it's like everything that comes through me is under the umbrella of the crystalline divine temple of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, that not only exists in the quantum as a beautiful, powerful temple of light residing in the seventh place of existence, but also here on planet Earth, because it is a non-for-profit. And this non-for-profit will celebrate its birthday sometime next year in April. And again, we will celebrate in style. But for now, I want you to realize that what I share right here, right now, is all being channeled. And as I channel content, and I've been doing that for years and years and years, you know, I apply this myself. And my life, honestly, my life has completely changed. I'm a new person. I'm so different that last Saturday I went to this concert and I saw this guy I hadn't seen in like 6 years. And we knew each other quite well back in the days, but then you know how life goes, like he lives in the South Island, I live here, and our life kind of separated. And then I went because I knew he would be there playing, and I just went to see him. And afterwards, we were just chatting and chatting, and he looked at me, he's like, you know, like, you're completely different. You look way younger, you look freaking amazing, but I can see as well that it is still you, because you still have this fire, like the party in you is still present, you know, like this like thirst for life, this creativity. And I told him, like, you know what, thank you so much for reflecting this back at me, because I actually, since I last saw you, I went through like very deep portal of healing, of processing grief, of losing my mother, of having two burnouts, like, you know, just reviewing my life for the last 6 years by talking to that friend was extremely revealing. And you know what? I felt so freaking proud of this current human right now, but also of all the past versions of selves that went through all of that. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to realize that you in 6 months, you in 1 year, you in 2 years will also look back. And I want you to be super proud of yourself, because right here, right now, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. What you've got is in terms of level of consciousness, in terms of soul embodiment, in terms of money, freedom, life in general. You know that you want more. You know that you are here to experience more, because that is your true angelic nature. An angel knows very well that to open our wings is to take freaking space. It is to take space, and it is to be seen. Do you think that an angel is going to be like, I'm going to keep my wings very small, and I'm going to go and hide over there in that corner so nobody can see me. Nobody can see my light. No. It's like, bye. Not interested in hanging out with you if you do that. Yeah, if I get too excited, my dog also does. It's okay, Joe. It's just mama excited on camera. Yes. Chill out. I'm being watched. So I would love to invite you to realize that if you are here because you want more of life, if you are here because you've had enough of fighting against yourself, you know that you are here as an angel to open your wings wide, to be seen, to be heard, and to freaking shine your light. So what I really want you to remember is that you need to stay anchored into the fractal heart center. You know, like, this is the body of work that I teach, right? This is the fractal. At the center point, you have the heart portal, the center point of your fractal. As you place yourself there, you witness your human evolving in life. You witness your human experiencing life. And as an angel, you're not going to be like, shit, this human is so bad. Look at her. She's so weak. She's totally, you know, going with her addiction, like she's so stupid, she's not connected to abundance, she keeps on doing the same mistake, oh, I'm so sick of that human. No, an angel will be all loving compassion, saying, it's okay, I've got you, I'm here, take your time, be patient, but also rise up. Don't stay down to the ground thinking you're broken. No, you are not broken. You are invincible. You are powerful beyond measure. The angel knows that she or that he is multidimensional, infinite, immortal, and that nothing can break the angelic nature. So this is the first thing I want to invite you to do when you connect to your angelic nature. When you really are present within the center point of your fractal, it is simply placing yourself in your heart. And when you witness your human fucking around again, doing the same thing again, I want you to catch yourself mourning about your life, feeling like a victim, hating your human, seeing like, oh my God, Sandrine again, she's drinking too much, she's so lonely, she just wants to find some like guys or people or whatever, like to hang out with over summer because she cannot handle being alone again. It's like, okay, I observe that my human is really processing certain emotions, you know? I'm glad that you enjoy it. Thank you very much, Nyx. I'm glad that, you know, I can witness myself my human going like, oh, I'm going to be all alone for Christmas and New Year's, and then it's my birthday, it's going to be Valentine, it's going to be yet another year of Sandrine single. Where's the guy? Where's the king? Okay, so what do I do? Do I mourn about this? Do I feel sorry for myself? Do I repeat the same mistakes on just taking some lovers, you know, which is not really a mistake, but it's not really, you know, it's not really what I want, right? It's like, no, my angel witnessed that human, and I'm just going to do everything that I have in my power to be kind, gentle, compassionate towards myself. It's okay to feel like this. So this is, we don't bypass emotion. This is why this body of work is so powerful. I allow myself to feel like, ah, you know, just like, come to me, my king, I'm ready. You know, I allow myself to be in that position. So express my emotion to myself. I can write it down in my journal. I can do some burn. I can be present. But I'm going to freaking hold my ground as the angel. And as the queen, by the way. I don't want to be a fucking queen. I'm a queen. I'm not some kind of like sleazy, you know, needy little thing that cannot handle her power, that cannot handle herself, that doesn't have any sort of social circle to actually spend really good quality time with friends and family members. No. I'm going to stay. You stay on track, human. You're not going to fall back into outdated patterns of toxic attachment, toxic addictions. You're going to stay right here, right there. And you know what? When you actually connect to your angelic nature by connecting to your heart, by feeling your wings wide open, then the heart really opens up the field. So this is actually the technology. So the most advanced quantum technology that you have within you is not anything that you bring in your field, it's what's already present. And the most advanced is actually your heart center. Did you know that your heart actually continuously shows a line, light, and it casts a path in front of you? So the more you are connected to your heart, the more the path can open up. It's like a funnel, if you like. If you don't listen to your heart, if you continuously hate yourself, if you don't choose love as a guiding force, the path would be very narrow. So it is easy to feel like I'm stepping out of the path. I'm lost. What's my purpose? What am I here to be doing? Am I on the right path? You know, like to kind of fall away from the path, I said in bracket, because we can never really fall away from the path. It's just that we take many detours to go back. The more you connect to your angelic nature, the more you activate your heart portal, the more you open up this path. And then next thing you know, it's like, I'm freaking walking on the path and I know it, bitch. And I've got my angelic wings wide open and I'm just going to continue like this. Because you know what? Everything that is not that path that my heart had decided to shine for me, and all my being is walking on this freaking golden path of ascension, of joy, of freedom, of abundance, of amazing sex, of amazing connection with other amazing people. If it's not of that nature, I'm not interested. Thank you very much. So I will not allow my human to bring in her life, in her body, in her relationship, anything less than what is a frequency match to the path that my heart cast in front of me. That is being an angel. The angel is not hiding in a corner, feeling sorry for herself, thinking what's wrong with her, that maybe she fucked up in a past life, that someone cursed her, and that therefore she's going to be like this little victim in a corner. No. The angel opens her wing and says, you know what? That is the space that I take. That is all that I want in life. But it is also what I'm here to share with the world. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for validating my big F-bombs, because the more I get activated in my angelic nature, you know what? The more I swear, oops. I know. Because you know what? The angel that I am is an angel of fire. It is an angel of action. I am a dragon angel, you know, actrians and all the things. And the more I can be tapped into my channel, and the more I allow myself to open my wings and really allow my channel to flow through me the way it wants to, the way God wants to, the more I draw freaking F-bombs. Because it's good, because we need to be shaken up. enough of complacency and nicey-nicey. I'm here for that, right? So thank you very much. I love that you like it, because if you like it, we are very connected. If you don't like it, sorry, you know, still happening. The other thing, so third thing, connect to your heart portal. Feel the heart expanding in your chest. Choose love as a guiding force. Second thing, open your angelic wings. Literally, the angelic wings, they are behind the back, right? Right here. So if you're constantly walking through life like, poor me, I feel sorry for myself. Just like, where are your freaking angelic wings? Shoulders back, head high, strong backbone. I go to the gym, you know, I work on my muscles, because there is no separation between physical and spiritual. So if you have a weak body, if you don't look after your body, if you don't train your muscles, if you don't like eat super healthy, like how can you activate your angelic nature? You are full of crap. It's all inside of you. And you like literally when we don't exercise, we are weak. I'm sorry, it's very like intense. And I know, like, I suffer for freaking chronic pain. Like right here, right now, I mean, in a lot of pain. But because I've channeled, the pain is alleviated because the thoughts of life flow through me. But otherwise, I'm in a lot of pain and constant pain. I still manage to exercise, to strengthen, to heal myself. Because I'm an angel, I'm not here to become weaker. I'm here to become stronger. So what I'm sharing here is that you need to really train your back. You need to train your musculature, your posture in life, so you can actually open up your wings. When you start opening up your wings, you can feel them etherically. And as I speak to you right now, you are going to perceive them more clearly through the principle of quantum resonance, because I can feel my angelic wings opening up and really taking so much space into my home now, but as well online. It's like this etheric wings are opening up, and today I can feel that they are really white and golden. There is a lot of golden on my angelic wings. They're so freaking pretty. When I feel them opening up like that, I feel a very potent energetic shift happening inside of me. Sometimes when I used to really connect fast to these activations of my angelic etheric wings, I would feel a lot of emotions come. It was like a mix of tears and relief as well, you know, for finally connecting to my angelic wings. And over time, sometimes I would feel like, oh, I don't really feel like I can open them now. It's just like it's not in me. But then the angelic wings would open, but you know what happened? Straight away, they wrap around me. It's like they create a cocoon of healing, of love. So when I don't feel to be like, oh, like dropping F-bomb online, you know, going out there, meeting, like dating guys, going out there dancing. When I don't feel like it, when I feel I really need to be in my space and I really need to feel like this nurturing, you know, energy around me, I open my wings and I feel them wrapped around me. And this is the safest place to be. It's like a cocoon of divine love, but you are your own protection. Imagine what your life would be like if you were your safe haven. So anything that happens in your life with anyone is fine. Because you are so safe within you, because you've got you, because you are not raging a war against you, because you're doing everything you can to be there for yourself. And I feel emotional as I say that, because me saying this is big. I used to be a human teenager and young adult, and I hated myself so bad. I loved Nirvana and Kurt Cobain. I was so like into Kurt Cobain, and I had this like big poster of Kurt Cobain, like all druggy and stuff. And it was written at the bottom, I hate myself and I want to die. And that was in my bedroom. I worshipped it. I was like, I fucking hate myself and I want to die. And then there was a voice inside of me, really? But I would not listen. You know, this is why partying for me has been my salvation. I would not die because like the parties on planet Earth were pretty good. And I loved humans, you know, like humans, pretty good hang out with humans, but you know, like freaking intense, right? So like me sharing this with you that I am now learning every single day, still on the path, like with you guys to embody my angelic nature. I feel emotional. I feel this reconciliation in my heart. It's like, finally, you know, so many of us, we're like, the world's crazy, everybody hates each other, why people can't love each other, like how are we gonna move away from all of the wars and the conflict and everything. We're gonna do that exactly like this. By reconnecting to our angelic nature, by stopping raging wars against our own selves, by becoming our own safe haven. So instead of unleashing at other people, we can be inside of ourselves and we can process in a very gracious, easy way. So we instantly feel a difference, instantly. This is the body of work that I teach. This is why I'm showing up so much live now, because humanity needs this. We need to understand reconciliation. Reconciliation between all humans on planet Earth, no matter where we come from, you know, no matter what the differences we think exist between us, we are all one and the same. We are all the body of Christ. We are all source consciousness. To be able to witness that in the world, we need to be able to witness that within the self. So how are you showing up in your life for yourself as the angel of your human? Continue watching. I will continue sharing a lot about this. The last thing I want to ask you, I want to share with you, is to this question you can ask yourself. When there is a challenging situation, externally or internally, when things are happening, it's like, whoa, intense, intensity is there. Ask, what would an angel do? And here you don't put pressure on yourself as, what would I do as an angel? Because you need to really work into reconciling, first of all, your fragmented consciousness with the fact that you're indeed a freaking angel. Because that is the first step. If you do not admit that and accept that, it's going to be more complicated. So you might not know, you might not understand how that's possible, but I tell you that you are, okay? Otherwise, you wouldn't be watching this content. Because I do not attract people. I have all of these systems in places. I do not attract people that are not aligned. Every now and then, a troll comes around. It's fine. I love them. I don't mind trolls. But you know what I mean, if you're here, it's because you are an angel. You are attracted to the content that we share. There is this magnetic pull. So when you watch this content as you're doing now, you realize that you're a freaking angel. You want to open your angelic wings. So many people get awesome tattoos of angelic wings on their back, you know, like it's like a, you know, reminder. I want you to ask a question when you're experiencing a difficult situation. What would an angel do? Would an angel be like super nasty and bitchy? No. Would an angel rage a war? No. But would an angel feel sorry about herself like a victim? No. You'd say, you're powerful. You can do everything you want in life. You are powerful beyond measure. You can have it all, literally. Surrender into faith, surrender into God, surrender into your heart, surrender into your angelic nature, because your heart knows the way, because your heart is literally casting the way. As I have explained, the more you tap into your angelic nature and you choose love as your guiding force, the more you say yes to ascension, to evolution, to spiritual awakening, the more the heart opens up the field to really show this bright, vibrant, golden path, which is your most ascended timeline. And then you just walk on it like a superstar that you are, like the super angel that you are, getting to remember how to embody your angelic nature. Because, you know what? Angels are armies of gods. We came here in physicality because God was like, okay, too much fuckery on planet Earth. Let's bring in the light. Let's bring in old people, like all the souls out there that can help. Who is in? All of us, we are like, me, I want in. Exciting. Because why? Because this is the best place to be. It is the coolest place to be. When you come here and you basically nail your life as being the angel of your human, as experiencing joy and pleasure and happiness, not necessarily as a monk living in a cave, no, as being a juicy, amazing, embodied goddess or god, doing the best you can with what you have, showing up for yourself and others. You know, like the way your oversoul network accelerates in its own evolution process is like this. Because everybody knows planet Earth is hard, so if she nailed it on Earth, whoa, she's badass. We are badass. You badass. I mean, I'm badass. You so badass, right? Like, Earth is so freaking intense. We're still doing it. And not only are we doing it, we are expanding. We are evolving. We are saying no to distortion of separation. We are saying no to the low 3D matrix system. We are saying fuck no to the deep state. We know what's going on. Not having it any longer, doing everything I can to be an angel, to be the force of the divine revolution that we came here to bring. Me, Sandrine, and my High Council of Light, we are creating a mass movement of spiritual accelerated awakening. It's like a tidal wave. I was shown that since I was a little girl. It's like a tidal wave, like this. And it's so big, you know, like a tsunami. When the tsunami comes, it is so big that everything that's on its path is just gone. The tidal wave that the armies of angels are here to activate in this reality will swell on the dark forces like that. We do not need to go through a freaking transition that's gonna last decades. We can just remember our angelic nature and join forces with others. We are the tidal wave that we have been waiting for. And I am doing this, but I'm not the only one. There are other people out there that also bring really high level of consciousness from the seventh planes into this reality that are activating movements of accelerated spiritual evolution. So join forces. Keep following me, keep sharing, you know, share with your friends. You know, support us. You know, I was sharing on YouTube yesterday, the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry actually exists in the quantum and in physicality, right? So my whole life is devoted to it. Every single day I work for it. I breathe it, I live it. There is no separation between my work life and my personal life. It is completely interwoven and I love it. Of course, I wouldn't like it any other way. But it means that we need also resources. You know, we need resources because everything that I share, you know, like behind the scene, I employ two people. It's like not employees, but they are like contractors plus another person. And I need some more people to help because they can redistribute the content, because they create funnels every time I organize free events, because we can send email. I have them replying because I receive a lot of emails, a lot of DMs, and I do not have the capacity to do that. So every time you invest in the Coded Library, in an online course, all the students of Iria School of Channeling, every time you invest in a one-on-one session, it goes to giving back to the community. It does straight away. It's like, bam, you know, we give back. So we are here to amplify the field, to connect to more people. So please, you know, consider sharing with your friends, expanding the vortex of the teachings that we share. Also, with the angel that you are, you can go into my Coded Library. There I have an amazing activation, which is called Angelic Wings Activations. And these Angelic Wings Activations teach you a whole deal about embodying your true angelic nature. But we also have a transgenal activation with the Arcturians. And it is very, very potent and amazing. And so we take you through these different steps where you actually start feeling and activate your angelic wings and you know how to open them. So I would love to invite you to visit my website, sandrines.com, so you can get this angelic wings activation now. All of my Coded Library is very affordable. You know, I have reduced the prices as low as it is aligned to because I really want it to be accessible to most. So go and check it out on my website. Remember to join live. Type in the comment now before I go. What was your biggest takeaway for today? What did you really connect with apart from the F-bomb? Because I love that. It's fucking perfect. Yes, life is fucking perfect. Thank you for reading your comment now. Really appreciate our feelings and emotions and be present. Yes, join Michael Freedom. I love this. Thank you for saying thank you. Thank you for all the love hearts and everything. I absolutely love this. Thank you very much for joining live, guys. Remember, I will be going live twice a week here on Instagram at Spontaneous Moment. And I will go regularly twice a week on my YouTube channel. on Sundays and Tuesdays Pacific time. If you live down under like I do, New Zealand and Australia, it is going to be for you guys on Mondays and Wednesdays. Remember to get the Angelic Wings activation now from my website sandrines.com, and I'm really excited already to see you live again soon. Bye for now. Oh, thank you. Love watching you. Love listening to you. I love this. Thank you so much, Phoebe. Nice to see you here. I hope to see you next time. Bye.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.